Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Listeners, and welcome to the first episode of the show that doesn't have a name yet, because last time you tuned in, or hopefully you've tuned into this podcast before, this podcast was called Road to Divi 1. It was documenting the season of the Bendigo Bats in the Athletics Victoria cross country season, which was cancelled last year after 3 rounds, and the year before that it was cancelled, the whole 10 race series, due to the COVID-19 global pandemic that's been happening. So since then, we're back. We're back for 2022, the season 2022. And I'm joined by the captain of the Bendigo Bats, the king of cross country here in Australia, Andy Buchanan. Welcome to season 2022.
Yeah, cheers, Brady. It's pretty exciting. I feel like it's around that time when all those memes are going to start coming out where it's like winter is coming and it's like Game of Thrones style. So it's... Yeah, it's exciting. Really good to be back chatting about probably the best athletics season going around in the world. I think it's pretty unique, and yeah, it's really exciting that we can be in Div 1. Obviously, last year that was our plan. It was all about doing the time to get into Divi 1, and we rocked up to the races we could and did really well. So it's pleasing to hear that AV have given us the nod and put us up into Div 1, which is, I don't know, I think a few people it's ruffled their feathers, which makes us even more excited.
We will get to that news in a second, but I've got a few things I want to ask you before that. First up, what are we going to call this podcast season? This series? Because last year it was called Road to Divi 1, and as we've kind of spoken about already, we have been put up to Division 1, so have you got any ideas about what we call this season?
Yeah, well, straight off the bat, I'm kind of thinking Road to Premiers. I like the confidence, and I don't know, I just like the swagger that we've got at the moment, but that could backfire pretty badly. The unique thing about this series is it's not about having the six fastest runners. It's about having six very consistent runners throughout the whole season, and there's events like the Tan Relays, which is 3.6K, and then there's a half marathon. So you really need a diverse team. So I don't know, that's my vote, but I'm sure there's some people out there that are probably smarter than me that can come up with a good name. Hopefully it involves the Bats, because we're pretty well known as the Bats these days. So it's, I don't know. I think the Road to Premiers would be awesome, but at the same time that could... it could get messy.
It could backfire. Yeah. Especially when we're recording this in March and the first race is May for a 10-race series that goes through all the way to September, I think. So a lot can happen between now and September, which obviously we'll document on this podcast throughout the year. So the big news in the preseason, obviously, was that the Bendigo Bats have been promoted to Premier Division, which now makes Premier Division an 11-team roster kind of thing, competition, I guess, which is the first time that's happened in a while, because usually it's 10 teams. but because of the pandemic and stuff I was kind of speaking about before, they put us up to make an 11-team competition, which means at the end of the year, the two teams on the bottom of the ladder will get relegated to Division 2, where we were previously. So exciting, and I agree with you. Good that Athletics Victoria maybe looked at the situation and thought this team, what they've done in 2021, prove to be up there, even though we didn't win Division 2 because the season didn't happen. But thank you to Athletics Victoria for making that decision, and hopefully we can prove throughout 2022 that that's the division that we belong in.
Yeah, I think we will, and I think we proved it last year through the three races where we were kind of winning overall. And just looking at the Premier Division this year, we've got it's really pleasing to see a big range of teams. Like, you've got APS, Ballarat, Box Hill, Collingwood, Doncaster, Geelong, Glen Huntly, Melbourne Uni, St. Stephen's, Western A's, and Bendigo. So it's pretty cool to see a real, a really good spread of different clubs there. Some clubs that are really strong over the track, whereas there's some regional teams in there. Looking at that list, Brady, who you reckon are the favourites for the season? I know it's a fair way away, but what if you had to pick one right now?
Well, the good thing I think as well is there's three regional teams in there. Like, I did hear a whisper that on pretty good knowledge out of Geelong that they were asked to maybe put themselves down, but they knocked that invitation back and said they wanted to stay in Premier Division. So, I did hear. So it's good to have them still in Premier Division. It's good to have Ballarat in Premier Division. Good to have Bendigo as the three regional teams. But I actually, when I did see all the teams on one piece of paper, I looked at it and thought, oh, it's one thing to be talking shit when you're in Divi 2 that you got to smash all these teams. But when you actually see these teams on paper and you see who's in those teams, it's like there's some pretty strong teams there. Like, St. Stephen's obviously are the standout. They're usually strong early in the season when they've got Stewie and Ben Buckingham running around for them. So they often get off to a pretty good start. Guys like Tom Thorpe, who's the state 5K champion, has been for the last 2 years, and is pretty solid over cross country as well. So they're pretty dominant, and they've got that depth. Even when I was watching the Box Hill Classic on Thursday night, I think it was, like, there's guys running, you know, sub 8:20 there that are kind of their fifth and sixth runners. So got the depth over the shorter distances. The question with St. Stephen's is what happens when they lose Stewie and Ben Buckingham, when they go to the World Champs, Comm Games, go overseas for a season over in Europe. Box Hill got it. Well, that was the other thing. When I was looking at these list of teams, most of them are in Premier Division because they've got such a rich history of being strong. So guys like Glen Huntly, guys like Box Hill, Western A's, have they won a premiership the last couple of years? I know they've been close.
They've been really close. I don't know if they have. I think because they were one of the last teams to get promoted a few years ago. And I know St. Stephen's won it the last year it actually went fully ahead.
So that'd be 2019, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but they've been very close. I reckon I'm pretty sure they finished second 2019. But it was funny, actually. I heard a bit of a rumour about Geelong region as well. I heard that there was some whispers going around that Geelong and Ballarat were going to merge so they could actually field a team.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't hear that one.
That's what I heard.
What I heard were more than whispers. It was from a very senior member of their cross-country program down there. And I'm sure I won't give away his name, but the other news I also got out of him is they're happy to stay in Premier Division and they're looking to build their whole team around marquee athlete Matt Gunther. He's committed to it the whole 10-race season, so he'll be their kind of marquee athlete down there. And Julian Spence, obviously, who I do the Inside Running podcast with, will be in a bit of a role of development coach. So, they're throwing everything at this, which would be interesting. You know, Moose's gone from coaching Ali Pashley at the Olympics to the development coach of the Geelong Goldfish cross-country team down there. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can dish out. And good luck to them. It's good to see regional teams doing well over there against the big boys from the city.
Yeah, it's good to see the big dog taking his spot there, Gunther. Got a lot of time for him. So he's hopefully he can rally the troops and actually get a team on the park.
And good just to see a commitment, isn't it? Commitment early doors, just saying, you know what, I'm signing up for 10 rounds. I'll pay my 10-round membership. We'll go from there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, it was disappointing that a few of those teams couldn't even get six at some of their local the races that are pretty close to them. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see. But that's the thing. If Geelong can put a good team together, they're a pretty handy team. Obviously, Ballarat, they're not the powerhouse they used to be, but I'm sure Mona could try to rally some troops. But looking, I think Box Hill's the, you need to be careful of them, because I remember a few years ago they were getting very, very, very good depth. And if they just get one or two people really keen, they can be up there. And then obviously St. Stephen's. And I'm hearing a few whispers that a few of the Western A boys are heading overseas for a bit of an American summer. So that's going to challenge their depth, I think. So it'll be interesting to see, actually. I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
It could be. And I think it's fair to give a couple of teams the benefit of the doubt for not showing up in 2021, just given the situation with lockdowns and the pandemic and like COVID and all those kind of things. Just so, I don't think we can judge. It's good to throw some lip at some clubs for not having great turnouts in those three rounds that did happen in 2021. But at the same time, I think it'd be different in 2022. And I think the fact that two teams are going to get relegated now, that's going to put a lot of people on the edge of their seats about having to rock up, have to be there, have to claim some points. Because when it was one team, you know, realistically, you look at the teams in that Premier Division, out of the 11 this coming season, there's probably three or four teams trying to win it. And then you've got three or four teams trying not to get relegated. And then you've got a couple of teams that are just happy to finish mid-pack, like just consolidate where they are for the season if they're rebuilding, but they're probably safe from getting relegated. But when that's only one team going, it's different. When it's two teams going, all of a sudden there's a few more risks that need to be taken and a few more heads on the chopping block.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you putting us in that little calculation there of teams that are just trying? Where do you think Bendigo should be aiming for?
Yeah, I think we're like, well, the first thing, I don't know, you can play two sides of it. Like, the conservative side of it for me wants to sit here and be like, you know what, we're in Premier Division, we haven't been there for 10 years. When we did get there last time, we got kind of kicked straight out, so it's not an environment that we've got a lot of history in and experience in. So we're really the little fellas just going up to play with the big boys. So a conservative goal is to not get kicked out. Like, don't be that bottom two or three teams. Make sure you're kind of mid-pack. But the other side of the coin is like, shit, why can't we win this thing? Like, we've proved what we had on the park in 2021 for those three rounds that we were competitive with those Premier Division teams. And I look at our team this year, I look at the names, they're the same names, if not maybe stronger. Like, I don't think anyone's got slower from last year. So they should be more competitive. And the level of commitment and the culture we've kind of built has also grown 12 months on. So I think we're going to be a top four team. I think if everything goes right for us, we can push to win it. But if we sit here in 12 months' time, we're finished third or fourth, I also think that's a decent pass mark.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting pretty excited because I look at our team and I think we're in a better position than where we were last year. And I think everyone's gotten faster. And I think there's this, I don't know, real growing. Everyone's really committed. And it's funny how I remember would have been eight, maybe 10 years ago at 10 relays, and we got put up, I think, with Melbourne Uni. I think that's when we did pretty well there, and because we were battling out in Div 2 and we got into Div 1 and it was just, I thought it was the best thing ever. And then I think we stayed there for a year and then we just really dropped down, and I think we got all the way down to Div 5 and we weren't even fielding teams and that kind of stuff. But just recently there's been such a really big boom, which has just made everyone better, and it's just pleasing to see so many people in Bendigo running. Like, I think we've got about, what is that? I think six juniors that are heading off to nationals at the moment. So the first Chelsea Tickles competing today, and then a few boys and girls competing over the next week. So it's pretty good, and it's pretty pleasing to know that, like, when you and me stop running, I think there's still going to be a really good good team there to follow it through.
Yeah, I agree. The depth coming through is unbelievable. And we just might explain how the whole season works, because we might have picked up some new listeners who are new to this Athletes Victoria season. So especially for overseas listeners, Victoria is one of the states in Australia, one of the southern states. It is a 10-race season that travels all throughout different locations in Victoria, mostly near Melbourne. I think majority of them are near the city there. The 10 races are broken up into, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, 5 road and 5 cross-country races, with 6 of those races being individual races and 4 of those races being relays. I got that right, haven't I?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. Where you finish in the individual races, that's how many points you score for the team. Your first six people across the line are the people that count for your scores, and the team with the lowest score at the end of the race wins the round. If you win the round and say there's 11 teams in Premier Division, I think you get 12 points, whereas if you come second, you get 10, third, 9, you know, fourth, 8. So winning the round, you get that bonus point. The relays, obviously, that's pretty simple to understand. That's just wherever your team crosses the line, gets maximum points for that one. And then the ladder goes throughout the year. And then whoever's on the top of the ladder at the end of the year are the premiers. Whoever's the bottom two on the ladder are down to Div 2. There's like seven men's divisions, I think. Seven or eight?
Yep.
And yeah, seven. Maybe three or four women's divisions?
Yeah, I reckon four or five.
Yep, four or five. So pretty competitive. When you do race, you race against everyone. So in the past, when we've raced Division 2, every man goes off the line at the same time. So the way, you know, your position in the race is super important, because there could be people from Division 2, Division 3 finishing in front of you, which then moves you higher up, which scores more, you know, higher points, which isn't good in those individual races. I've done a pretty good job of covering that, haven't I?
Yeah, I think so. And I think
distances range from like...
Yeah, distances range from like 6K, 8K. Yeah,
3.8 is the shortest one.
3.8.
The 10 relays, 3.8 for the relay, and then... What, there's an 8K cross-country, a 6K cross-country relay, a 10K cross-country race, 12K cross-country race, 10 on the road, half on the road, 15K on the road, and a mixed distance cross-country relay, and then 6K, 6.2K I think it is, on the road for one of the relays as well. So, that throws things into an interesting spot, because some people are good at cross country, like yourself as a two-time Australian cross country champion, and then other people prefer the roads, but you need a team of people who are good at both.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's one of the really good things is there's some really good, like Lakeside 10, that's really building, it's probably one of the premier, alongside Melbourne Marathon, is one of the really big fun runs throughout the season. So there is some really fast ones, but then there's the Bundoora cross country, which a lot of people would have heard of before. So it is a really nice mixture of terrain and events, and they're essentially, it's normally two a month, so there's normally 2 weeks between each event, which is really useful because you can kind of work it into your training plan and do a lot of these races. So it's one thing I'm looking forward to is not copying the lip that we copped last year, because we weren't allowed in that. What they do on the start line is they have a little pen at the front for the Div 1 runners, and if you're not in Div 1, you can't start there. So I'm looking forward to being able to go in there and not copying the lip from everyone, which is fair enough, because I probably would have done the same thing, and having to line up behind all these pretty slow runners. So that is one thing I'd forgotten about, and one thing I'm very much looking forward to, starting at the front.
So someone like you, who would win pretty regularly these cross-country races, but there was 10 teams of six which had the privilege, I guess, the being the Premier Division teams, of being able to start in front of you. So you had to get past 60 people to then get to the front of the race to then win the race. People who used to be pretty good, though. People would go, hey, you're probably going to smash us. You can come up here and stand with us. But there were a couple of angry officials that didn't like seeing the Bendigo Bat singlets close to the front of the races.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I do. I have good memories of just a good amount of banter at those start lines. And, yeah, people just calling out, come on the bats. And, yeah, all different things. So it is good fun. And it's, like, I don't know, it's really, like, you look at athletics, it's a very individual sport, and then you kind of think about the college system, about how they score points for their team, all that kind of stuff, and there's no better feeling, or there's no feeling like it when you cross the line at an XCR event and you kind of turn around to see, oh, hey, where's the next Bendigo runner? Mm. And then, like, you start to see a few of you coming through, and it's just like, oh, this is awesome, and everyone's talking about how the team went rather than, oh, how did you go, Brady? It's more so like, how, oh, look, there's our fifth runner, sixth runner. And it's just, it's such a unique especially in athletics, to have that kind of team effect. So that's what I really love about it.
It is. And I've been in teams and stuff before where you go and you don't have that. Like, it's, you might want a few races, so you might enter three or four of the rounds, but you don't really care about the team stuff. Because there'd be more teams that don't care about the team stuff than do. So it's going to be, yeah, it's really special that we've kind of built that and we got that there. And even I know last year, like, there was a couple of races where I was just like, I'm just going down here. I'm happy to come 20th, 25th, use as a hard kind of training run. And then the gun goes, you get pretty competitive and you're just like, you don't want to lose a spot because you know that's, you know, someone's worked pretty hard to get as many spots as possible in your team. So that's where it makes it pretty unique, especially in those last, you know, 1 or 2 Ks of a cross-country race when you're pretty tired. And that is, you know, for the listeners out there, sometimes winning a round and coming second or third is the difference of 1 or 2 positions overall in the race. So, and that's where your sixth runner is pretty important. Like, we can have someone like you winning, obviously you score 1 point for us. But if our six guys, you know, 30th, or if they're 60th, that's massive 30 difference in points, which could be the difference between us winning or coming fifth or sixth for that round. So it's good to have superstars like yourself on the team, but you really need to make sure that you've got depth, and you need a good six, but really you probably need a good 8, 9, 10. Like, you need people racing for that sixth and fifth spot. Or, you know, if someone's injured or someone's got a wedding or someone's going to be away or something, like missing a round, you need a good seventh to come into that sixth spot. And you also need a good eighth to then slot into that seventh spot to keep the pressure on the fifth and sixth guys that they're going to also run pretty well. So I've always said, like, if you want to try and win one of these premierships, you need 10 or 12 strong runners, not just like 4, 5 or 6.
Yeah, so speaking of those 10 or 12, who are you, what kind of names do you reckon we'll be throwing up this year, hopefully for our Premier Division? Who can we expect to see donning the Bats uniform, do you reckon?
Yeah, give the listeners some names so they can get familiar.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With, because they'll hear a bit about these guys throughout the year, and we will talk about the women's team in a second as well, because that's a bit of a development team we're trying to get off the ground there. So yeah, definitely don't think this is just men only, but I call these guys the River Bats. So they're not based in Bendigo, they're based near the Murray River where I am, about an hour north of Bendigo, but have strong connections to Bendigo. And Bendigo's unique because these smaller towns outside of Bendigo, even though they're, you know, 90, 100 Ks away, our still kind of closest, nearest main town is Bendigo, and there's no athletics clubs in this region, so we kind of go down to Bendigo. So the River Bats that I train with and coach, I've got Archie Reid up here. Archie's 20. He's spent some time in our Divi 2 team over the last couple of years. He's in really good shape at the moment. He ran low 30 minutes to be 13th at the Zatopek Australian 10K Championship in December. Come fourth at the 5K Frenzy in Bendigo, running just over 14:30 on a pretty windy night. Went down and won a 10K in 30:30 at the Carmen's 10K down there in St Kilda. Then went and ran a 5K PB of 14:18 at Box Hill. And won a 10K down in Devonport last weekend. He went down there, they looked after him, and there was a bit of prize money, so we kind of put him on the plane, sent him down there, and he just ran just over 30 minutes there as well. So he's probably in the best shape he's ever been in at the moment, and looking forward to, you know, pretty high levels of commitment, looking forward to getting in the bat singlet coming up this season. So, and like, niggle free, injury free, just in a good spot. And the other guy is Nathan Stoat, who ran Melbourne Marathon with me in December, ran 2:21. He has run a marathon before, but this was kind of his real first attempt. So a pretty good debut. Hasn't been running that long, probably just over a year, seriously. He then went and ran and won the 10K at the Vic Country Championships in 30-30, solo run on the track in Bendigo, won a 15K up in Albury on the roads, come third at the 5K Frenzy in 14-27, I think it was, and then went to Box Hill with that same race as Archie and ran 14-18. And then just last weekend, he broke the course record at Wangaratta Half Marathon running 66-16, which is like pretty much, I'm not sure if you ever ran the half marathon or any race at Wangaratta, it's like a bike path half marathon. So like think about if you're going to do a half marathon about like around Kenny Rez in Bendigo, skinny paths, twists and turns, which suit him because he's a very, very good cross-country runner. So he had no dramas with running on that course, and that kind of shows. I think he's in probably 65 low shape if he can run 66-16 on that course. So the Riverbats are going right, and I'm probably the third Riverbat. I'm just starting to get fit now. I reckon I'm in about 14-40 shape, but come May, hopefully I'm in fit enough shape that I can get a run in our Premier Division team. Who you got down there?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty good selection. We've got a lot of juniors coming through.
This is what worries me, Andy. This is what worries me, especially when the first race is only 6K. I'm like, oh, I could be in the divvy. What's our second division, Division 3?
No, I reckon we're Div 4 even. I do have it open here.
You've got it open there?
We are Division, Div 4.
This could be really scary because we're going to have some really good people in Division 4. And I'm including myself in that conversation. I'm like, geez, that's what I'm thinking when my alarm goes off recently. I'm like, I've got to go train. I remember picking myself in this team. You used to pick yourself first. And I'm like, oh, yeah, get a run in now, our best team for sure. But now it's like, oh, spots are hard to come by.
Yeah, I remember middle of winter last year, you did a Sunday long run here in Bendigo, then went and did the King of the Mountain. And there was this young kid that... it kept up with you for most of the way, made a bit of a move on the last hill.
And he overtook me, yeah.
Yeah, you got him, and then you were like, who is this kid? And then he's come out and ran like 158 for 800 and some pretty good 1500-meter times.
He's gone on four, hasn't he? 357, 358?
Yeah, 358 2 weeks ago down at Vic Myler's.
Yeah.
So that's Harrison Boyd we're talking about. So he's actually competing at Nationals this weekend coming. We've got a lot of kids like that, but then we've got the likes of Matt Buckle. So he recently ran 8:22 down at in a 3K at Box Hill.
Yep.
So he'll be very handy. And I know with Matt and then also with Archie and Nathan, they're going to be so much better because they're a year older in terms of like just that strength over cross country. So they were finishing kind of top 15.
Top 15, 20,
in a lot of the races last year, and I think they'll be pushing further up for that. So we've got Matt, we've also got the Beast Cook, who just went out and won Wangaratta Marathon last weekend in 2:29, which is pretty impressive on that course.
Straight back into training. I see today he did like a 30-minute threshold run 6 days after.
There's a reason why he got the nickname The Beast.
Exactly.
And he's living up to that, which is good to see. Now we've also got, hopefully I'm going to be there for most of the races as well. And we've got a few new additions. So we've got Brian McGinley. He lived in Elmore for a while. He's currently down in Melbourne. He ran 15:14 for 5K the other week.
At the Richmond 5K, I think, wasn't it? Tiger 5K, yep.
Yep,
and he had a really good run at Melbourne Half as well, like 67 low.
Yep, that's right.
Just behind Archie that day, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be a tough one. He might be taken, who knows, depends on the form you get in, Brady. And then we've also got...
Well, he's going to be really, sorry to interrupt, but he's going to be great over the longer stuff, like a 12K cross country, a 15K, if this is the guy who can run 67... Burnley Half, 15K road, 10K road, 12K cross, 10K cross. Because 10K cross country is the same strength as 16K on the road, I think. 12K cross country is closer to half marathon on the road than it is 10K on the road. The strength you need for those races to run them well. So he's a great addition. And Elmore, like a small town of about, 300 people, I reckon. half an hour north of Bendigo. So, yeah, it's good that he's found his way to the Bats.
Yeah, he's very excited. He missed last season. He had a bit of a knee injury, and it was a short season. So he's super keen, and he rocks the Bats singlets down in Melbourne and all that kind of stuff, and loves all that. So he'll be pushing for Div 1, and then obviously the Beast, Jamie Cook, he'll be pushing as well. And then we've also got Brian Keeley as well. Mm. So he's recently moved back to Bendigo from Sweden. So he actually went to World Orienteering Championships. Very good runner, very good over the tough cross country. I'd say he'd be a 30-minute runner in good shape. And he's coming back from a bit of an injury, so he'll be primed and ready to go. So it's going to be pretty tough to get into that top six. And then when we have those shorter relays, we've got four kids that can run 8:40 for 3K at the moment. And they're just kind of going from strength to strength at the moment. So it's pleasing. Then we've got the likes of Nigel Preston, Steve Van Reese, that are all, they're kind of 35 and over.
Yeah, but and 15-30 kind of guys. Glenn McMillan, yep. same up here. Yep. Yeah, so that's, we've probably just spat out 12, 13 people who could break 15:30.
Yeah.
And eight who could break 14:50.
Yeah. Well, our top four, or nearly our top five, should be running, kind of 14.
Under 14:20. Yeah.
Our so top it's five
guys
exciting.
Have got PBs under 14:18. 14:18 or under.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
So it's pretty good. And then with the women's, we've got a pretty big new signing as Virginia Maloney, now McCormick, has moved to Bendigo. And she's she had a baby, I think, 2 years ago now. So she's really keen to get back into running, really keen to get back into the community, the running community. So she's jumping on board. She's going to be the women's captain. As you would call it, yeah. And she's really excited.
Marquee player.
And we've got a few really good juniors coming through, so we're hoping we can kind of we can start that. And I think the women's team's in Div 4, so look out for them making some big moves across the next few years, and hopefully following a similar trend to what we've done over the last few years, which should be exciting.
And that would include like Tully Rowe, who was fourth at Box Hill Classic Thursday night, 4:37 over 1500. Alice Wilkinson, yep. She had a good run at the 10K on the track a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, she did. Yep. Taryn Folletti, she's a former national steeplechase champion, so she's really keen. The evergreen Anne Buckley, who is just, she's amazing. She just keeps going. And hopefully we can continue to get a few more runners on that women's team and really strengthen that up. So that's kind of one of our big goals this year. So it's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. A lot of people in good form. So that leaves me with this question. With the first round, and we'll probably do an episode before the first round kicks off. It must be early May, I think. We're talking end of March here.
7th of May.
Without having any cross-country form, how do you pick the first round? What are you looking at? Asking for a friend.
It's really tough. So what we've done in the past few years is we send out a bit of a Google link, and then essentially see who can run. And I think that's the first thing is we just get, all right, who can run? And then we just start going through them and look at recent form. And I'll probably chat with you, and we'll probably go, okay, yeah, this is what we think. And then I'm sure there's probably going to be a few that we need to, I don't know, agree to disagree put a bit of a jury out.
Just but like pros actually, and cons.
It's a good position to be in, where it's not just, all right, let's try and get six, which is what it's been a few years ago, whereas now it's going to be some real competition. And I know there's going to be some people that are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be running Div 4, like, for the whole year, and they're just going to really enjoy that. So it's I think we'll just see who's keen. Obviously, a lot can happen between now and then. A few people might get injured or whatnot. But it's, I don't know, you've got to look at the event. So it's a 6K cross country. So say if, like, if you're doing a marathon in, say, a month's time kind of thing, it might be like, okay, let's maybe look at someone different. So you've just got to weigh up all those factors. And, yeah, it's not just one person making the decision. There'll be a few of us kind of making that decision. But it will be, there will be some tough decisions, and especially that first round, because as the season goes on, you kind of have, like, it's the 7th of May, then the next one's the 28th, and they kind of roll around every 2 weeks. So you can kind of be like, okay, yeah, this is what this person did last time, so we'll just go off that form. But the first one is tough. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to to really crunch the numbers and see who's in our top six.
And it's also tough, like, the way the race unfolds as well. Like, you often run first leg and you kind of have a race and then pretty much win first leg, like, get us in first position coming across the line, especially when we used to come off the Divi 2 line, you'd still do that. But then it's also like, I know sometimes I might run like the fourth or fifth leg, which is more of a time trial type of leg. Like, you're out there, might be a team 30 seconds in front of you, a team 30 seconds behind you, almost a hold the position kind of leg. So you want to be like, oh, who's good at doing that solo stuff? Who needs to have competition of a race around them? Who's kind of had the experience that they can do either kind of thing? So it's, it's quite a juggle to try and figure it out. But then we're lucky because round two, has this been announced yet, where round two is actually going to happen?
So it hasn't been announced, but I'm...
Do you want to break it? Exclusive today?
Yeah, hopefully I don't get in too much trouble from AV. But let's just say it's going to be called the Bats XCR round. That's what I'm calling it.
Exciting.
And it's going to be in Bendigo, which is great because I feel like the Bendigo region has supported XCR a lot.
We haven't had a race in Bendigo for years.
No, well, obviously we used to have the...
Colobin Relays,
which was, I know, some XCR. They'd probably look back with good and bad memories because that was an epic thing. Even for a Bendigo runner, that was epic. I can't imagine coming up here and not knowing where you're going. So for those people that aren't aware, it was an Ekiden Relay in the true sense, where you started in Harcourt and you actually ran all the way into Bendigo and finished on the athletics track here in Bendigo. And it was just, you'd run legs of 10K, 8K, all that kind of stuff.
You'd go through the bush and stuff and people had to try and drive on the roads to beat you to the next checkpoint. There were so many times where people just weren't at the checkpoint when their runners got there. Chaos. And there's no way they could have that event these days because it was just like, you run on the side of the road sometimes. Like,
there was no road closures or anything like that. So, we're really excited. 28th of May, there's going to be an 8K cross country here in Bendigo, which is going to be great fun. We're just developing the course at the moment, and it's actually going to be at St. Anne's Winery. So it's, hopefully people don't get it confused with the St. Anne's down out of Ballarat, but there's actually one here, which is the former Big Hill Winery. So there's going to be some nice hills and running around the vineyards there, which is going to be pretty, I think it's going to be a good round.
That used to be a course. I reckon my first ever AV, I reckon race in 2000 and I'm going to say 2002 was a kid's, well, it was AV round and it was, it used to be there. Belvoir,
was it at the
golf
club?
Yeah, Belvoir.
So across the road.
Yeah.
So that's in the exact same spot. So it's, it's going to be really fun. And for us, it's just, like, it's going to be exciting because that's 10 minutes from my house. Like, so I don't have to get on the bus and spend a whole Saturday on the bus. So it's, we're really, really looking forward to that. And I think there's going to be a lot of Bendigo runners there.
Oh, imagine a Bats fan on course. The local mayor will get down there, I reckon. Local business owners.
We'll be selling merch that day.
Sell
it's
it out.
Be, yeah, it's the Bats XCR. That name's going to catch on, hopefully.
Hey, and we're talking about things like, a lot of things in the pipeworks about kicking off this year. But one thing I was talking about today was with somebody else was memberships. And we should have a number one ticket holder. You know, we should have like an ambassador. and, you know, could be the mayor of Bendigo or a prominent person in Bendigo, could be the number one ticket holder of the Bendigo Bats. We need to get some real big names involved. Real super fan. Got any ideas?
I like that. That's really like good. That. I'm trying to think.
The number one ticket holder. You know how like footy clubs do it?
Yeah. You want someone that's involved and has a bit of a public figure.
Mm.
Have you thought of anyone? Is there anyone that springs to mind?
I know no one springs to mind straight away. I know like talking super fans, Brad Croker, who I do the Inside Run podcast with, his wife Viv, she's like a Bendigo Bat super fan, but I don't know, she doesn't have the profile around Bendigo to be number one ticket holder, but yeah. I don't know.
Someone, they don't live in Bendigo anymore, but they're pretty well known. Joel Selwood. He's a former, he used to run for my club. I reckon he knows of the Bendigo Bats. So we might need to get our PR team to contact his team and see if we can get a bit of a deal there. And then he could
put it on his Instagram bio and stuff, just saying like Bendigo Bats number one ticket holder, stuff like that.
Yeah. And then we could probably get Blitz, Mark Wickarves, former runner, as our number two. He could, those two together.
Nah, but he's aligned to Athletics Essendon, who we got. They're Div 2, aren't they? Are they Div 1?
Yeah, they're Div 2. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
He wouldn't be worrying about them anymore then.
No, I don't think so. I think he'd happily switch across to the Bats. And he would pledge his alliance there. So I reckon that'd be pretty hard to beat.
Dustin Martin plays for Richmond, got Bendigo connections. He also might be interested.
Yeah, he might be. He might be. Yeah.
Might have to auction it off.
Yeah, there's a long line. I reckon people would pay money. Normally, I think people would pay money to have that title.
We'll keep updated on that throughout the season.
Yeah.
But we'll get planning, we'll get training, ready and be fit. What's the date of the first one again? May what?
May the 7th.
May 7th. Bendigo Bats, be ready to fly. We'll keep you guys posted before then. Good luck with the training, Andy. Same one piece. Keep the Bendigo Bats down there together. I'll look after the River Bats up here. And we'll do it all again in a few weeks' time. So listeners, don't expect this to come out weekly. But we'll just do some social posts when there's episodes out.
Yeah, so check out, probably one thing that's grown over since we've last done this is we've got a Instagram account.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of grown and developed, and it's just, I don't know, it's really just a spot where we can share some of the achievements that some of the Bendigo Bats are doing. So if you're keen to hear more about what we're doing, just give that a follow. We'll probably just post some stuff on there. So we'll who knows when we'll chat again and what we'll chat about. But
and we will try to have a few guests on. So like it might be someone from Athletics Victoria one week to tell us about how the season's looking, or maybe someone from another Premier Division club to tell us about how their team's kind of faring up, just trying to create some hype for this season going forward. Because it's an awesome product. It's an awesome season. It's good to, and it's just good to talk shit. If you haven't figured out the last 45 minutes we've been talking, 90% of it has been rubbish, but it's all based around running and trying to make it a bit more interesting.
Hopefully we can get our number one ticket holder on as well
when we get one. All right, Andy, thanks again.
Lovely. Thanks, Brady.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.